Now, one of the reasons that we've followed along here in 2 Timothy is because it actually is almost a part of 1 Timothy, and you have a calendar of events here that I think will help orient you into the position that 2 Timothy occupies in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Now, we have dates something like this, and these are approximate and not given in a dogmatic fashion. Paul was apparently arrested in Jerusalem in 58 A.D., and having spent about 3 years, he arrived in Rome in approximately 61 A.D., and he spent those 3 years, of course, in prison, going from one trial to another before different Roman rulers. And then you have that period that's called his first Roman imprisonment from approximately 61 through 63. And it would seem, though, that we do not have that section in the book of Acts at all. The book of Acts breaks off at the time of his first Roman imprisonment. In fact, I would think at the very beginning of it. Then from approximately 64 to 67, he was released from prison. And I think that during that period, Paul covered a great deal of territory. And we find that it was during that period that he wrote 1 Timothy and Titus, and he did that from Macedonia. And then he was arrested again in about 67 A.D., and he was put to death, beheaded. And before he died, he wrote 2 Timothy, and he wrote that prior to his death in Rome. Now, this second epistle of Timothy is actually, therefore, the deathbed statement of Paul. And the deathbed statement of any individual, it seems to me, has an importance which is not attached to his other remarks. This is, I think, what lends significance to 2 Timothy. It's the deathbed communication of Paul. It's his final message. And there's a note of sadness, I think, which is not detected in his other epistles. But there's also the overtone of triumph. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. That's Paul's epitaph, and he wrote it himself. Now, this epistle is very personal. There is approximately 25 or 27 people mentioned by name, which is quite interesting, in just 4 chapters. So it makes this epistle a tremendous epistle, therefore, and we do want to listen to its message in a very definite way. Now, I believe that there are certain verses here, 2 of them, that sound the tone and give the theme of this particular epistle. The first one is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then the other is 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be diligent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. So that these are very important words that we have in this epistle here. And you can, I think, emphasize one word here above other words. That is the word loyalty. And you have loyalty in suffering in chapter 1. Loyalty in service in chapter 2, and loyalty in apostasy in chapter 3, down through chapter 4, verse 5. And then, from the rest of the book, the Lord loyal to his servants, even in desertion.